Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Daily infections have ebbed across the United States. The tally by Johns Hopkins University Saturday morning shows a little more than 42,000 new cases in the past day, but another 745 people have died of infections, pushing the U.S. death toll to more than 585,000. With federal health officials earlier this week approving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 12, teenagers have been getting shots at an outdoor clinic in Encino, California. Sasha Turbo was one of them.
I mean, it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was so nervous, and it was so simple, and it feels great.
She spoke to ABC7 in Los Angeles, as did pediatrician Dr. Laura Bruckner.
If you're not vaccinated, you're going to have to be careful. And people are so tired of being careful.
But the head of the World Health Organization is concerned.
I understand why some countries want to vaccinate their children and adolescents. But right now, I urge them to reconsider and to instead donate vaccines to COVAX.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus explains.
In low and lower middle income countries, vaccine supply has not been enough to even immunize health and care workers. And hospitals are being inundated with people that need life-saving care urgently.
And he says despite progress against the virus in countries like the U.S., worldwide, the pandemic is not close to being contained.
COVID-19 has already cost more than 3.3 million lives, and we're on track for the second year of this pandemic to be far more deadly than the first.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.